freedom from fear. Join me, Abigail Christian, for healing moments while we experience the truth of God's Word to bring freedom from fear. Today, what will it bring? Happy times, sad times, hopeful times, trying times, or painful times? We never know in this life what this day will bring. I faced hard and troublesome times, times of loss, pain, and sorrow, times so traumatic that I pray those times will never come again. Fear knocks on the door of my heart and mine, telling me that today will be that terrible day. I must fight and take those fearful thoughts captive. My heart and mind must put fear under the truth of God's Word and the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Jesus won the battle over fear long ago, and Christ made a public display of fear, a public display that shows fear powerless to the Lordship of Jesus. Fear comes against us and lifts itself above our thoughts and circumstances. It grips the heart and mind. It lies and it deceives us. But God speaks truth and tells us, "Fear not. Fear nothing you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison, so that you will be tested, and you will have tribulation for 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." If you are a true follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will face suffering, hard times, and loss. You will be tested, but fear not. Put your confidence and all your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Proclaim, "Do not let my heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. Fear not, for the Most High God is with me. I will not be discouraged, for the Lord my God strengthens me and helps me. He upholds me with the right hand of His righteousness." Recently, I struggled with fear and doubt. I felt the need to learn more about who God is and what His names mean, so that I wouldn't doubt His love and power, so that I would know more about His character, so that I would more fully know Him and put my trust in Him. The very first sentence in the Bible contains one of His names, the Hebrew word for God, Elohim, God, mighty creator. Elohim created the heavens and the earth. To know our God is so powerful that He spoke and the heavens and earth came into being. I can trust this powerful God with my life to work on my behalf. Nothing is too difficult for Him. He created humanity, and surely the Creator can bring healing and hope and freedom from fear. A long time ago, a king named Nebuchadnezzar set up an image to be worshipped, and 3 Hebrew men refused to bow and worship the image because they served the one true God. The king was enraged by this and said they would be thrown into a fiery furnace if they refused. They put their total dependence on God and told the king, "If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire, and He will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But even if He does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image you have set up." These 3 men put their full trust and dependence on God, no matter what fearful circumstance they faced. We must trust fully in the one true God. Today, you are facing fear. You need a healing touch to give you freedom and release from fear. You want to be strong and courageous. You want to place your full dependence on Him, no matter what the outcome. God's Word teaches us to be strong and courageous. Obey God's Word. Meditate on God's Word. Day and night, do what is written in God's Word. And don't be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will be with you wherever you go. Let's ask the Heavenly Father to give us freedom from fear today and strengthen our hearts and minds to bravely put our full trust and faith in the mighty Creator. Dear Heavenly Father, fear has its grip on my heart and mind, and I need freedom and release from this spirit of fear. It is controlling my thoughts and actions, and I need your help, God. Reveal your great power to me. Reveal your great love to me. You are the creator of the entire universe, and nothing is too difficult for you. Your power raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and you are more powerful than what I fear or dread. Let me focus on your love for me. You did not give me a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. When fear begins to creep into my thoughts, help me to take those thoughts captive and to no longer focus on the fearful thoughts, but to focus on your love for me, to meditate on your words, and to put my full trust and faith in you, Lord, to have confidence and rely on you, to know that you have good plans for me of hope and a future. Lord, as I place my total dependence on you, no matter what the outcome, give me freedom from fear. Let me know that you are the one true God and that I must worship you alone, placing total faith and trust in you. I ask this in the name of your only Son, the King of Glory, who reigns and rules over all. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian, for Healing Moments, while we place our total dependence on God for freedom from fear today.